California School Employees Association members who work for Santa Rosa City Schools are upset because an agreement has not yet been made with Santa Rosa City Schools. On the line with me is Jeremy Arnold, Labor Relations Representative. Jeremy, can you tell us about your concerns?
So this is over wages and compensation. So the district reached a tentative agreement with its teachers union, the certificated staff, back in May, that provided a $4,750 per annual increase to each step of that certificated salary schedule. The managers in the district have negotiated their own what we call a Me Too clause, which says that they get the same raise that the certificated unit gets. However, no such Me Too clause has ever been offered to the classified staff. So when we have been bargaining over the past few months, including over the summer, the district told us, oh, we'll have a compensation proposal for you in August. Well, we got to August, and now the district is saying that it has run out of money, that it cannot provide even a proposal, even an offer of a raise for the classified staff until December 15th at the earliest. And even then, they have no assurance of a fair and equitable raise. So essentially what's happened is, you know, these managers made a deal with the teachers. They took their own money home based on that deal. And they've now realized that they took all the money that was available. They don't have any left for the lowest paid employees in the district.
Can you give me an idea of who some of these employees are, these classified employees?
Absolutely. So we are the teacher's aides, the instructional assistants, also known as paraeducators. So we are in the classrooms providing these education to these children. We are the special education assistants, the school secretary, who sits in the front office to make sure that adults coming to pick up kids are allowed to do so, that nobody comes and steals your kid. We're the custodians who keep the schools clean and secure. We are the technologists who make sure that the computers are running and that payroll gets done. And in Santa Rosa City Schools, we represent members in over 80 different classifications. So we work 80 different jobs in the school district.
And so what do you plan to do to get your message out?
So our members are leading the fight. They are taking it directly to the decision makers, who are the elected school board members. They're educating them about what the district's negotiators are doing at the bargaining table, frankly, because we're not confident that they are getting an accurate version of what's happening at the table from their own negotiators. We plan to, be at future board meetings and continue this campaign until we get a fair and equitable raise. Our members are going to be able to vote on this agreement, once it's reached. And so if there is not a substantial raise in there that's in line with what was offered to other employee groups, the members are going to vote it down, and we'll go back to the table and again fight for a fair and equitable raise.
Is a strike by the CSEA members possible?
I would say it is possible. Our contract expires on October 31st of this year with no compensation proposal coming before December. It is inevitable that our contract will expire. And after that, the no strike clause in the contract, the union is no longer bound by the no strike clause. That said, CSEA does have our own policies about how and when, under what circumstances, a members or a chapter can go on strike. But it is accurate to say that after October 31st, the union will no longer be bound by the no strike clause in the contract.
Are there any other concerns that you have?
I would just add that, in the meantime, we are bargaining other issues that are of extreme importance to our members. We are trying to make improvements to our sick leave so that members can stay on their health care a couple more months before they lose their health care and lose their jobs. The district does not want to agree to that. We are proposing some extra vacation days for folks with 15 plus years of seniority. The district says they're not interested in that. We are trying to allow for our school year employees to take an occasional vacation. This is a proposal we believe actually would save the district money. The district has said it has no interest in affording this benefit to our members. So there's a lot that they can do to demonstrate goodwill and value towards their classified employees before they make a compensation proposal. But as to this, you know, to this point, they are not moving on those issues.
That was Jeremy Arnold, labor relations representative for CSEA members in Santa Rosa.